I'll think of every story my aunt had. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So turn around and look at somebody and say, truth.
Truth.
Say it again. Truth.
Truth.
Gives us quality life.
Gives us quality life.
How many want to have just a good life? I'm not just talking about a bunch of stuff. But life with meaning, life with purpose, amen.
Yes.
Great relationships in your life. Let me say praise. So we're going to be starting to deal with, you know, perception and deception and all those kind of things that we can be right on, amen. And not messed up. Here's a little joke. I don't usually read jokes, but I thought this one was funny. This is a one about a San Francisco lawyer's. Tell this all the time, but it's actually a true story. Jesse, come up here and read this for me. You do really good. Make it sound really good, but don't walk back and forth. That's my job. Amen? So stand in one spot. Amen. Glory. I sit up here and watch Brother Jesse. I say, I pace. I said, man, this man's going a mile a minute. Go ahead. Tell it real good. And if it's not funny, I can blame it on you. Amen. Go ahead.
Now, I've never heard this, so we may both be guessing for the punchline.
Give him a little bit more.
A favorite joke among San Francisco lawyers concerns the phony who fakes an injury in an auto accident, comes to court in a wheelchair, and is awarded $200,000. When the verdict is announced, the insurance company lawyer snaps. You're going to be tailed by a private eye wherever you go from now on, and as soon as you take one step out of that wheelchair, we'll throw you in jail. The phony smiles and advises the lawyer pleasantly, don't go to all that trouble. I'm going from here to the Waldorf in New York, then to the Savoy in London, then to the Ritz in Paris, then on to the French Riviera, and after that, to the Lourdes for the miracle.
That's the joke.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha. All right. So I say, praise God. He read that with good. Everybody's the deception. How many of us know stuff like that? You know, people that are... Somebody say, praise the Lord. Write this down. We don't want to be deceived. You know what? Deception is all out there. You know, many people get in relationships. Somebody say, many people marry deception.
People marry deception.
You know, people fellowship with deceptions. People get careers that are nothing but a big deception. I mean, they spend their whole life going to school for some type of job, you know, that's not the will of God for them. They get all the degree, they get that job, and they're miserable in it. But they've been doing it for so long, they can't get out of it. Somebody say deception.
Deception.
See, there are a lot of people that think deception is just when somebody steals a bunch of money from you. Deception is steals life from you. People that are deceived get life stolen from them. People that are deceived get salvation stolen from them. The devil is the great deceiver. And it's the devil's job. You know, all he wants to do is to get you pulled from the inside, the inward witness, the inward voice, and just perfect peace. Jesus came to get us away from deception, and he came to get us to the bottom line. So I'm going to say, peace and joy. That's what Jesus wanted to do for us. We said that meaning when we had that thing, that prophetic word, you know, I just had that inspiration. If I'll just hold my peace, somebody say peace. Now, you know, peace is another word for salvation. But if I just hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, victory will be mine.
Amen.
Well, a lot of people, you know, they get deceived, and all deceived people deceive. Then we taught before, hurt people. You know that? If you want to get hurt, get around a hurt person. Hurt people. But I tell you what, deceive people. But it's God that doesn't want us to be deceived anymore. I want you to realize that the root of all deception is somebody not knowing what God wants to do in their life. Or someone not believing that God has the ability to do it. Or someone believing that they'll never find fulfillment in that thing that God has called them to do and that person God's called them to be. So we spend our whole life running from the call of God, running from the grace of God, and missing life, doing all this other stuff. So say, deceivers have been deceived. See, a lot of people fool themselves. You know, people that get out there, you know, they lie about this, lie about that, trick on this, trick on that. You know what? They're not doing anything but weaving themselves a web of deception. And before or later, you ever met people that lie so much they don't even know the truth anymore? living their own lie. It's easy to be deceived. Somebody say deception. We get so worried about deception today, the world tries to tell us, you better be careful. When it talks about deception, the first thing people think, that must be some preacher someplace. That's got to be some church someplace. That's got to be some cult someplace. They'll deceive you. Many times people have been deceived. You know, of course there are cults and stuff out there, but you know what? A lot of times people are already deceived. What's the easy way to get deceived? If you want to get deceived, let me tell you how deception comes in. If you're going to get deceived in your life, let me tell you some easy things to look out for. Anybody ever heard of Samuel Johnson? Samuel Johnson said, we are inclined to believe those whom we do not know because they have never deceived us. Notice that. We are inclined to believe those people that we don't know. You know what? Because they've never deceived us yet. They don't have a track record yet. So most people that don't have a spirit of discernment, you know, that's how a Looney Tune can come in church. And Looney Tunes usually come in, they only last for about 6 months. You know, but in their little span of time, they didn't gather a little group of followers, they didn't gather everybody else, deceived everybody out of life, deceived everybody out of their place, and everybody ate it hook, line, and sinker. You know why? Because we usually get in sync with people. You know, it's easy to believe somebody you don't know. Bible says, try every spirit to see whether they're of God. It takes time to try it. You know, just because somebody walked through the door, you don't know where they came from. Somebody used to say, I don't like anybody laying hands on me. I don't know where your hands have been. Yeah. Everybody come in and the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. Well, I don't know where you come from. Who are you supposed to be? It's not God's will that you just take everybody at face value. You know what? You sit up here and you listen to me talk 3 and 4 times a week. You've known me approximately, most of you know me approximately, what, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, some of you a little bit longer. But you know what? There's only a certain part you'll only believe. It takes you 7 years. Do you know that? 7 years of relationship for you to really know a person. And rather than say something, you say, you know what, I know that person, I can take that at face value. So most of the time people get deceived. You know, pastor may be preaching one thing, and we don't get that, you know. We don't get that, we get familiar with that. But you let a Looney Tune walk up. You let an evangelist, anybody seen an evangelist come through town? An evangelist come through town and preach, you know, and just blow our whole mind. God's been preaching the word to us for 6 and 7 years and months, and all of a sudden once somebody came through just there one night and prophesied to you and changed your whole world overnight. You don't know their life just as rugged as your life was or could have been. We are most likely, and why do we jump on people? Anybody ever realize that? I'm talking pastoral message right now. Ever see people let people rock their world? I mean, they get in there and literally rock their world and blow their mind. Most of the people allow short-term people come in their life that they don't know and blow their mind. They'll blow their mind. They'll get their whole world rocked out. They'll destroy everyone in their relationship. You know what? Then 6 months later, you know what? The relationship that rocked their world and messed them up is gone. We are inclined to believe. Let me tell you what. The flesh is more inclined to believe those whom they don't know. But I tell you what, your brother, God puts brothers and sisters in Christ, people that somebody say that no. You say, yeah, right. Amen. See, we like to get real super spiritual. You know, if it's real super spiritual, most of the time it's not the Holy Ghost. The deeper things in your life God gives to us step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept, and we're called to walk it out. That's the deep stuff. Amen. Cheap stuff comes quick. God's stuff is developed and it grows. Stick to that. You want to find the most. Let me tell you what, anybody going to come through here. You know, and I know people that thank God. Now, Brother Higgins is a different story. But I tell you what, there's no more clout than people that I walk with on a day-to-day basis and see them pray through stuff. Amen. See them suffer through stuff. Somebody say amen. Amen. The ones that are most able to trip you up the most or the ones who just give a cordon bunk because we are most inclined to believe those that we don't know. And the Bible tells us to know. Somebody say, know them. Know those that labor among you. And if they're not laboring among you, they ain't worth knowing. So everybody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are so quick. And but there's a verse in the Bible that says Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. We want you to know what God wants to do in your life, what God wants you to have. Not to be sitting out there chasing fairy tales off in la-la land. You just see people are spiritually looking at sugar plums all the time and never walking anything out. You ever seen people like that? I'm sure you catch it. What about today? You could make something better today. What about a little lipstick? Somebody say glory to, or anything that can make life a little bit better, a little practical thing. But instead, we're off in la-la land chasing sugar plums and doing all this stuff. Everybody say vain.
Vain.
Say vain.
Vain.
I like that song. We need to sing it in church sometime. You're so vain. Think a song is about you. You're so vain. You ever heard that song? Somebody say, watch out for him. God doesn't want you to be deceived. He wants you to stay stable. You know, if we don't teach you this, you watch him. Somebody say, look at somebody. We need to learn the song. We used to sing a song. Some of y'all that are planning to be in here for the long haul, one of the songs you got to learn, you can sing it with your friends, but nobody's watching. Look and say, somebody say, another one bites the dust, and another one's gone, and another one's gone. Another one bites the dust. How many of you tired of seeing saints bite the dust?
Amen.
Get up in that dumb stuff you try to tell them. You know, you can't. We are not to control people. You can't tell people what to do. Only thing you can do is give them good advice and give them the word and let them roll with it. And some of us are going to get worked up. Some people are going to be. You can just tell straight up. There are certain people you can do nothing with them and nothing for them.
Amen.
The only thing you can do is encourage people and turn on the light of Jesus Christ and let them hopefully find their own way.
Amen.
So just say, praise the Lord. But you'll get people out there. I'm going to tell you what it's going to be. You know, we got a small group right now. It's all right. But we're going to develop and we're going to go strong. And you're going to see people come. And you're going to see people go. And I want you to learn from when they come and when they go, why they come and why they go. And most of the reasons why people go, somebody say deception.
Deception.
And deception always comes, the bottom line to all deception is somebody not knowing who they are. People that don't know who they are and what they got are always worried about what somebody else is, what somebody else got.
Yep.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
That's
when people really get deceived. The line between deception and persuasion and persuasive motivators are very difficult. It's very difficult to draw the line sometime between the two. Everybody say persuasive motivator.
Persuasive motivator.
You need to have both of those kind of things in your life. And there's a difference between the two. I would take myself not to be a manipulator. Amen. But if you hang around me long, I'm going to be very persuasive. Amen. We're the salt of the earth. Amen. So say a persuasive motivator. That's what you want to learn to be. Many people that want to change the direction of people's lives and change their children's lives and wives and all this other stuff. God didn't call you to be a manipulator. You can't control it. If the Holy Ghost is not trying to do it, why are you? But he's called us to be a persuasive, amen, a strong, persuasive motivator. The manipulative person is persuasive and deceptive. You may get manipulated into doing something because of trickery. For example, a woman who is pretending to be hurt and doesn't really feel that way is being manipulated, is being a manipulator. Her emotions are delivered in a counterfeit form. Most of the people that are persuading people emotionally, tears, look at somebody and say, tears,
tears.
Don't talk.
Don't talk.
I can't stand it when people try to speak with tears. You could just, you know, you ever seen people on TV? They thought tears could help them preach. Yes, sir, Jesus. Somebody say, tears, don't talk. Many people think that anger talks. Anger doesn't talk. Anger's just retarded. Amen. Anything can scream and holler. Dogs can bark. So we say manipulation versus persuasion. difference between one. We want to force you to do stuff. We don't care what you think. We just want you to do it. Doesn't matter what you think. There are more involved with the end result than that person being able to make a right choice so they can do it again. Persuasive motivators want to teach people how to see for themselves and make the right decision. Because I tell you what, if you put somebody someplace where they didn't learn to get there, amen, they're going to fall from that place and be right where they started from again. So it does better to leave them there and shine the light. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A persuasive person, on the other hand, seeks to convince people because he believes that following his course will be best and most successful. Everybody say,
let no man deceive you with vain words.
Words are important. Look at somebody say words. That's why you got to be really careful. Words are so important. If you get people running their mouth all along, you're going to lose your course. You'll lose your course. Somebody say vain words.
Vain words.
I mean, many times you can go to a Bible study, get just to deceive. One minute you're trying to pull your stuff together, next minute nothing matters anymore. Somebody say deception. Vain words. There are a lot of people that ain't done nothing for God because they're too busy prophesying what they wish they would do or what God wants them to do, so they don't do anything. It'd be better just to put a track in somebody's hand. It'd be better just to give somebody a hug. But instead, we want to prophesy about what we're going to do the next 30 years, the next 40 years. Some say deceived.
Deceived
from being what you should be and what you could be. Amen. Wishing you were something else. Don't let anybody deceive you with vain. Some say
vain words.
Talk is cheap, but the word of God is powerful. How do you can tell the word of God versus talk, cheap talk? The word of God persuades us, and it comes with the ability of faith to do something about it. If God told you something and you didn't act on it, guess what? I doubt he told you. You're still trying to figure it out. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say manipulation.
Verse.
Persuasion. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, don't be deceived. Say it again. Don't be deceived. Perception. Deception. God, I want you, first of all, before we can even get there, I want you to get to the point to where you can realize, say, God's got a word over my life. And that word is powerful. And that word is your life. That word that he has over you, it is your life. And within that word, you know what? There is provision in that word. And if you learn to yield to that word, everything, somebody say praise God. In that life is your joy. In that word is your joy. In that word is your peace. In that word is your provision. You got to believe in that word. Don't let anybody deceive you from the word of God on the inside of your heart. Believe in it and stand strong with it. Somebody pray in tongues just for 2 seconds. Somebody say hallelujah. Say it one more time.
Hallelujah.
Say deception.
Deception.
Say it again, deception.
Deception.
There are a lot of people that are deceived. They're deceived in thinking this way. Everything, you know, that God leads us on little short trails, and none of our life pulls together for one common good. Somebody say deceived. People that don't think today matters are deceived. People that don't think yesterday matters are deceived. People that don't think the people that are in their life at that time in their life, you know, they don't think about that God put them there for a reason. You know what they are? Deceived. People that think my miracle starts tomorrow are deceived. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People that think that God's not doing anything, you're just going to get the ball rolling, the ball's not rolling yet. You know what? They're already deceived. They're going to miss it. There are so many people, everything God does where the Lord leads you right where you are. Somebody say, right where you are.
Right where you are.
Is where God wants you to be. And where he's going to meet you to take you up to the next level. Work with what you got and God will give you more.
Amen.
And if you don't think what you got is worth working with, guess what? You're already deceived.
Amen.
Here was a person that was very deceived. Somebody say, deceived people.
Deceived.
Deceive. There was a story about this man, very wealthy man, decided to have one of his so-called friends build him a house. He said, I want to build this house and I'm going to go away and I'm going to leave you in charge of this house that I want you to build. He said, I'm going to give you all the money. I'm going to give you all the stuff for this thing and I want you to hook my house up. The guy said, man, I'll do that for you. I'll hook you up real good. So the boss went away. And the man said, well, let me see. I got all this money. What can I do? Let me see what kind of contract I'm going to pull in. So he pulled in. You know, he's trying to save some money, you know. He's just trying to get the house built. He could afford everything. And, you know, this house didn't matter because it wasn't really his house or whatever. Didn't matter. So he got the cheapest builders he could find to build this house. When it come to laying the foundation, he could have laid it. Somebody say slack people. Are deceived. People that don't flow in excellence are deceived. When you flow in excellence, you're for anybody or for anything, you know what? You're flowing in excellence for yourself. So this man wouldn't flow in excellence for somebody else. So he said, I'm going to rip this man off of a good foundation. I ain't going to build no foundation. I'm going to get the cheapest thing I can find and pay that out. And then at the end, I'm going to have some money left over for me. So he ripped this man off of a good foundation, put the cheap stuff in. Came to framing. How are you going to frame a house? Some of you got these houses, you know, that weren't framed properly. You know, 6 years, the walls start cracking, stuff starts coming apart. Look good on the outside, but it's real cheap. He built one of those real cheap houses. Didn't put any good stuff in it. See, and people think the same things. That's why the Bible tells us, despise not small beginnings. We think nothing matters. This guy said, this time that I have right now doesn't even matter. It ain't my stuff. Doesn't mean anything to me. I'm just working for somebody else. And there's so many people that have that mentality. Today doesn't matter. My stuff starts tomorrow. Never begins. Well, this guy went on building, and all of a sudden he got the house up. Looked real good on the outside. Anybody seen people throw stuff look good on the outside? Had people do stuff for you, look just good. You pull that stuff back, it's all messed up. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Slack. Somebody say slack. See, that's how people do stuff. People that are deceived, you know, they eye service. Only what people can see matters. Somebody say deception. They're deceived to thinking that God doesn't see everything. They're deceived to think, you know what? They're deceived to the point to think that they're working for somebody else. The Bible says, do all things as unto the Lord. Somebody say deceived. Deceived to think their days don't matter. Well, this man was so deceived. A deceived man tried to deceive somebody else. The owner of the house comes back and the owner says, look at this house. This house looks real sharp. Since you built such a wonderful house, I was always just meaning to bless you. He said, I'm going to give you this house you built for me because you blessed me so much. And the house that he was trying to shack off on somebody else was actually his own house. Somebody say, what you slack on? Is a house you're going to live in. You ever heard the term chickens come home to roost? Everybody say chickens.
Chickens.
Come home to roost. People wonder why they got a little shabby house. Shabby life, ain't nothing coming together because you've been shacking and slacking and shabbing on everything you've got. You're not living faithfully today in what you've got. If you're not the best janitor, glory to God. You won't get to be the best in anything you do. You wouldn't be a good doctor. Amen?
Amen?
You can't put a little flour on the table. Amen? When you cook you a little Spam. Don't think you'd be cooking veal and lamb chops. Amen? With excellence. Some deception. Deception of thinking life starts tomorrow and what I got right now don't matter. So say, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. I really perceive that there are certain people that think my life ain't nothing right now. What I'm doing right now don't count. They wonder why their life is the way it is. Nudge somebody on the side and say, I got a secret for you.
Tomorrow
never comes.
Never comes.
And if you get there, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
The only day you have is today. Today is a day of salvation. The Bible says, if you hear my voice today, hearken unto my voice. You know, listen to me and do something about it. Somebody say, great deception.
Deception.
You got to learn to live whatever I got now is what matters. Hallelujah. If you're going to go out to eat tonight, go out with excellence. Praise God. Find out what God wants to do. If you're going to look good with excellence. Amen. You know, work what you got. You know the easiest person to deceive? Who's the easiest person you can ever deceive?
Yourself.
You. The easiest person you could ever deceive is you. Amen. You ever seen people lie so much and they still lying to people and everybody know they lying? They even know that you know they lying. They still lying, you know? They just can't help it. So say amen. So say deceive. God doesn't want us deceived. He wants us living in reality and believing in reality. So say perception, deception. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Now we read that verse in the Bible in Jeremiah chapter 9. You've got to believe in God. You've got to believe in the will of God. Believe in God enough to put faith in your heart. Believe in God enough to go for the dreams He's given you. Look at somebody and tell them, you're going to make it. And everything's going to be all right. Jeremiah chapter 9 says this. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 6. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. There are a lot of people that just camp out in deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and I will try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peacefully to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lieth his weight. For the mountains I will take up a weeping and a wailing, and for a habitation of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both fowl of the heavens and the beasts of the are fled. They are gone. And I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons. And I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man that may understand this? Who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord hath spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth and is burned up like a wilderness, and none passeth away through. And the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law. Somebody say, my law. What's the law? Rules and regulations? No, forsaking the Holy Ghost. Whenever you see the law in the Bible, the law of us is not a bunch of rules and regulations that Moses set out. They couldn't do it. So God took that law. He said, I'm going to give you the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and let Him abide on the inside of your heart. And if you just follow the Holy Ghost and you just follow the leading of the Spirit, the inspiration of your heart, you're going to naturally be able to perform the law. That's why God wants us to pray in the Holy Ghost. Stay in the Word. Keep our minds renewed. Somebody say hallelujah. It's the same thing. Now, people that refuse to pick up that lifestyle, refuse to let the Holy Ghost influence them, refuse to stay in the Spirit that they can do the will of God. What's the law of God for you? It's a law of liberty. It's a law of grace. It's a law of blessing. It's a law of loving God and trusting God and letting Him manifest Himself to you. But because they have forsaken the law which I sent before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked in them, but have walked, somebody say walked, after the imagination, somebody imagination, everybody say imagination.
Imagination.
Not of the mind of Christ. Remember we talk about sugar plums dancing? I get so tired of seeing people just walking in some fantasy land. What did God say? What does God want to do? Make up your mind which way you want to go. The Bible says, listen, a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. I tell you what, when you stay in the Holy Ghost, you'll have the mind of Christ. Because nothing else really matters. You find yourself, stop worrying about stuff that everybody worries about. They have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own. Somebody say their own heart. You've got to learn the difference. Remember we talked, the spirit of the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide both soul and spirit. There are a lot of people that don't know the difference between their own soul, their own emotions, their own lusts, their own desires, even spiritual lust. Are worse than some of these other lusts, because you can tell when some things aren't God. You know, if it's freaky stuff, it's not God. But there are a lot of spiritual things that people get themselves off into. Strange desires that God never told them to get, stuff that God never told them to do, and they get themselves deceived. Listen to the voice of Jesus and follow his word. And don't follow imaginations. Don't waste your time. It's nothing more. Why am I doing this? I'm not following a vain imagination. I'm following the word of God. I'm tired of walking around in circles. We walk around in circles when we just try every little crazy idea that pops up in our head. That's how you see all these stars. I found out my girl Dinah Ross is in a hospital again. Sang all them hits and all that stuff. Got all that money. Girl looks good. Queen of R&B, stuck on drugs. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world yet lose his own soul? I tell you what, you keep feeding your own soul, keep hooking up your own soul, worrying about satisfying whenever you mad, satisfying that appetite of your anger. It's like a spoiled child. Somebody say a spoiled child. You feed the monster, it will kill you. I don't care what nobody says. I'm upset now. I got to do what I got to do. This is the way I feel right now. That's how people get hooked on drugs. That's how people get hooked on different alcohol stuff. They get worked up. I just feel this way. I got to do what I got to do. God's just going to have to deal with me. That's the way it is. Somebody say, feed the monster. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world yet lose his own soul? If you don't put your soul where it needs to be, handle that stuff, put that stuff in check, stop making it God, you know what's, you're going to lose it. Trying to make your soul something that's not, you're going to end up losing it. You got to learn to find out what the will of God is, what the Holy Ghost is, and sometimes the things that the Holy Ghost leads you to do, it's not going to make you want to shout, it's not going to make you want to scream, it's not going to make you want to dance. That's why you got to put it under. Somebody say hallelujah. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world? See, your soul would tell you, you can do it all yourself. You can make it all happen, just you. Whatever you think, go for it. Somebody said they're going to lose. Somebody said deception. Deception. You know what the deception of all that stuff is? Good Lord, could you imagine you in control of the whole world? Ugh. I couldn't imagine me control the whole world. I'd have stuff so messed up. Why do you think I need Jesus? I'm sick of myself.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you would feel a lot better. You know, you'd feel a lot better about life if you just look in the mirror sometime and tell yourself off. You don't have to do that sometime. Y'all don't believe me, I have to do that sometime. Sometime in the mirror, every once in a while, about once a year, I have to get in the mirror and tell myself, listen here, you little nigga. Amen. Oh. I have to tell myself, I have to get myself straight sometime. So you get in the place, you better hear God and do what God wants you to do. You're not all that.
Amen.
Don't let me get out the family album. See, some of y'all like to save them pictures of proms and weddings, you know, when you done bought the outfit, you know, and look all good. You need to keep that other kind of album. So I said, let's go back down the memory lane. Back down memory lane. Realize what God's done for you.
Amen.
You're not all that. God will remind you sometime if he loves you. up out of the muck and miry cave. He lifted all of us. Wasn't my brain, it wasn't my skill. It was his love that got me out of what my dumb head got me into in the first place.
Amen.
Have you gotten this far, begun by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost? Do you think you're going to finish it up in the flesh? You're just going to mess it up. You ever just met people that don't know how to act? I mean, you got some friends, you had these, you got people, you try to get them out and you think they can hold it together, They're going to turn it out. You know they can't hang. That's the way it is with your flesh sometimes. We think we can train our flesh. We think we can get to the point to where we can trust our flesh and just let that thing ride out. It knows what it's doing. Amen. We can coast it out. You better keep that stuff under. Keep it washed in the Word of God and let your spirit rule. Amen. And the Spirit's always in agreement to the Word of God. This is right. And if you don't talk to yourself, good Lord, you're going to be in trouble. I'm sensing it by the Holy Ghost right now. Sometimes I want to talk to your flesh. Amen. Sometimes we think, somebody say perception, deception. We think we're the only ones that can hear our thoughts. We think we're the only stuff that can figure stuff out, that we're sitting up there and nobody else knows what's going on in our heart. No one else knows what's going on in their head. Don't you know there's a spirit of discernment sometime, and they can read your mail just as quick. You're not the only one hearing it. I hear some stuff up here sometime. Glory to God, make me want to answer your back. Amen. You don't even have to say it. Not even by the special of your faith. What? Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus. Knowing their thoughts. See, while we get, somebody say, where is he going that way? Because I heard what somebody said. What'd you say? Am I saying I'm Jesus? No, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will dwell in you also. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And every gift that he flowed in, he was on the earth, he's flowing in the church today. And we don't get it all. Collectively, we get it all. But every once in a while, somebody's going to flow in something that he used to flow in. And if I wanted to be a manipulator, boy, I'd listen to everything. I wish I could tell you what you tell yourself, what you should tell yourself. I'd make people mad in church. Imagine if I start preaching to that. Amen. Somebody say, I'm not preaching to what I see up here. Amen. I'm preaching to what I hear. Glory to God. Many times I hear the Holy Ghost, but many times I hear something else and make a response. Somebody say, glory to God. You're not careful, you're going to kill yourself. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So say sin. You know what? You know what? The mind of man is in enmity against God. You're going to die. Keep walking in the flesh and letting your flesh arise and you will obey. Holy Ghost and died, rose again, highly seated on the throne. Just because he's not bullying and pushing you around and doing all the stuff the devil does, don't you think that he's no any less powerful? Stop being punked by your emotions. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm preaching tonight, hallelujah. Somebody say, perception, deception. Say it again. You perceive that that's the right thing to do because that's the way it's going right now. You perceive, I don't feel good. I'm upset. So I got to act this way. I got to do this. I got to do that. You're going to end up being deceived. Ooh, I'm preaching tonight. Glory to God. It's only 9 o'clock. God doesn't want you to see. He wants you to have the light on. Amen? He wants you to have the light on and know what the will of God is in for your life and walk stably and consistently toward that thing that God wants for you. So say, I'm not going to be deceived. I'm going to stay on course. I'm going to finish my course with joy. Tired of chasing rabbit trails. Amen? We'll get there. Hallelujah. Now listen, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Somebody say, God's got something to say to you. You keep walking after these crazy imaginations and blaming it on God. God going to stay in sync with the word. You seen people lie on God? God told me to do this and he ain't never said that in the Bible. Completely contrary to what he would do or what he would act like, but he said it. Somebody say nightmare. Somebody say perception.
Perception.
Deception. Walking after the imagination of their own heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink, and I will scatter them among the heathen. See, that's what deception does to us. You know, we get mad. You ever seen people get mad at church? And they just can't find the right church. They just can't find nowhere. But so they hang with all the worldly people. You know, the church people, you just tick them off. So they're going to find themselves some worldly people to hang with, like that's going to really help them out. Somebody say scattered among the heathen. That's never God. That's never God. He pulled you out from among them. Why go back?
Amen.
That's how you can know whether something God or not. Well, if we were all of God, you would have found the right group by now and gotten in there, and you've been walking with joy, standing the Holy Ghost, tithing, believing, and went right on with Jesus. Some say, deceive people, deceive. Get scattered among the heathen. That's all the devil wants. He doesn't want you to be together. He wants to get you off so he can knock you over. Amen. Mm-hmm. Some of them, you know what? And some of them, you know, they sit up there, be scattered among the heathen. Oh, they're being deceived by the heathen. No, some of them out there with the heathen deceiving the heathen. You ever seen Christian people get out there out of fellowship, and just because they went to church for 3 years, somebody think they know Jesus and know God, and they go into them for prayer and counseling, and they don't know the thing that's praying with them and ministering to them just as messed up as they are. You don't go to nobody and say, well, I used to go to church, but girl, I told you, but you know the Lord is with me. Somebody deceive people, get scattered among the heathen, and they start deceiving them.
Amen.
You want to find a church wolf? If somebody got mad at somebody and left.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. That was a good, we missed that teaching. We taught a teaching one time for 3 days on wolves.
Mm-hmm.
We lost the teaching. It was a good teaching too. Wish we would have kept it. Somebody say they just got their feelings hurt. Amen. Whom neither scattered among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword. Somebody say a sword after them. Till I have done what? Till I've done what? Till I've done what? Till I've done what? See, we all get deceived and get mad because we get deceived and think God's crying for us. I was with that group of people and they all messed me up and now I'm offended and I'm waiting for Jesus to come and get back at them. No, Jesus wants you to get over it and get back on what God's got for you.
Amen.
He ain't coming to pat you on the back and say, let's go back there and get him. Somebody say glory to God. We think that way. How many of you know people like that? I mean, how many of you really, some of you saints been around here long enough, you know people like that? I'm just waiting for the Lord to come back. Boy, we're going to go back there and turn this thing out. You're going to be in trouble. So let's say hallelujah. I'm trying to preach hard and y'all up here laughing. Y'all up here laughing. I will send, somebody say, the sword after them. Pastor, you need to go out there after him. Now the Lord will send a sword for him. Hallelujah. So say the Lord's already got it carried for. He's already got it taken care of.
Amen.
He ain't going to cry for you because you got deceived. They misled me. I got my feelings hurt. Now I don't know where I'm at. We just so distraught. You better open your eyes and stop acting stupid and get on what God has for you. Even all these down here, just different churches on town. You know the tribe of Judah. That wonderful church, Ben Priest. Sad situation. Wonderful faith church. Lost their pastor. Couldn't keep himself together. Church split. Two churches right in our community. Both of them. Did you know that? 3,000 strong. Over 3,000 strong people. Fellowshipping with strong people. Messed up. And I'm sure there are a bunch of dummies there. Well, that pastor, you know, he done messed up, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I just got to get out of church for 6 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to stick on with it. I was deceived. You better get over that stuff. You're going to get in trouble. You better stick with Jesus no matter what.
Amen.
All of you can freak out and act crazy. I'm going to stay with God. You ain't going to mess
Amen.
Me up. I mean, you could come to church with horns on the top of your head, but Jesus will still be Jesus. Somebody say, I'm going to stick with Jesus. And it's not based on anybody else or anything else. I'm not changing. I don't care how many priests act crazy. I don't care how many preachers give up. Glory to God. I met Jesus. I didn't run to them. They ain't none of them hanging on the cross for me.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. You got to stick with what God has and not be deceived. And the bottom line is God loves you. And anything other than that is deception. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! Praise you, Jesus. I feel like shouting. Whom neither their fathers have known, and I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. People say, you better go out with them. See, I go out after people sometime. You know, somebody say, oh, we got to go hug them up and love them up and all this other stuff. No, you need to go get in their face. You better cut this mess out and do what's right. Somebody say hallelujah. That means if the devil want to mess you up, all he got to do is get somebody else to mess up in front of you. What made you stop running the race? Well, sister, so-and-so. Well, you know, Benny Hinn. You know, Robert Tilton. I was watching. I was running for Jesus. And all of a sudden, Robert Tilton got on prime time. And I just gave up. They had to drag the disciples through the streets. Amen. And crucify them to get them to deny Christ. Right. And you let somebody hurt somebody's feeling. Let's say hallelujah. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God. What's the love of God? If you love him, you'll obey him and keep his commandments. I'm preaching the word now, amen. Somebody say, this is where it started. No, I saw where it started, amen. People think the atmosphere, you know, all of a sudden, that was the last straw. No, you'd have booked out a long time ago, amen. That's it. That's it for me. No, was it a long time ago? Some people sit up in there, they were gone before they even got there. People come in here, I'm going to sit in here, Pastor. I've had people tell me this, none of y'all. Come in here, I'm just going to sit in there and give you a chance. I'm going to give God one more chance, and if something happened. One boy, he's not alive, and something caught up with him. One old boy, you know, came up here and said, I was over there with Pastor, and I built the whole church myself. Then this happened, that other happened. But I see in you, you're not like that. You do all this other stuff. Somebody say flattery. Don't let anybody deceive you with vain words. Amen. They always patting you in the back. They're looking for a place to put the knife. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. If they always patting you on the back, they're looking for the place to plant the knife. Well, I love that message. I said, mm-hmm. Glory to God. No, I know y'all love me. Amen. I'm not joking. Well, Pastor, you're not going to do any of that stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. You can catch it. Get scattered out there among the heathen and all of a sudden lose everything they got. Dead today. Dead. So, well, you're not going to like us either. I act like Jesus. You know, Jesus used to mess with people. You know he used to mess with people. Y'all think Jesus was always sweet? He was always sweet, but he used to mess with people. He used to set them off. He used to provoke people to anger sometimes. You know that? Mm-hmm. Call them Pharisees, snakes, and serpents. He said, the priests and all the Pharisees up there, he said, you brood of vipers. That means you said your father's a snake, your mother's a devil, and so's your daddy too. Jesus used to wear people out. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come and send for cunning women, that they may come, and let them make haste, and wake up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears, and our eyelids gush out with tears. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. And how are we what?
Spoiled.
Someone say spoil.
Spoiled.
It's a sad shame, isn't it? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken. Somebody say forsaken.
Forsaken.
Would you forsake the land? They didn't know where they were. They forsook their own heart. Worried about what somebody else got. You know, heart, the land always represents, you know, your promise and your provision and your future is within you. And your heart represents the land. You ain't got no time to chase rabbit trails. Don't forsake the land of your own heart. How do you forsake the land of your own heart? Refusing to pray. Refusing to pray in the Holy Ghost. Refusing to stay in peace. refusing to obey. Well, I don't know how to obey. Well, train yourself. Start a little bit. They have forsaken the land because of our dwellings have cast us, because our dwellings have cast us out. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ears receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one her daughter's lamentation. Somebody say, for death. I'm closing at this. You'll be out of here by 9:30. And he that has an ear to hear, listen. Listen to me. 3 years. See, the fruit, the wages of sin is always death. And deception will always lead us into what? Sin. That's the biggest sin that we could ever commit, thinking our stuff not going to catch us. For death is come up. Somebody say, death is come up. See, when you hear me rebuking death and doing certain things, somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Into our windows and entered into our palace to cut off the children from without and the young men from the streets. Speak thus, saith the Lord, even the carcass of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvest man, and none shall gather them. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Everybody say, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom.
Amen.
Know-it-alls. Somebody say, vain imaginations. I know what's going on. I know what's happening. I'm just walking, you know. Somebody say, don't glory in that. Don't you glory in that. You better, you know, if you think you heard enough that you don't have to pray some more, you're already deceived.
Amen.
God, all I want to know is what you want to do with me after the service tonight.
Amen.
Where you want me to go, who you want me to go with, and what you want me to say. Somebody say hallelujah. Let him not glory in his wisdom. Didn't say God's wisdom, but in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let the rich man not glory in his riches. So say, don't glory in any of your stuff. And if you're glorying in your wisdom, your might, your money, you're deceived. Bible says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory.
Amen.
And if you supplying all your needs by your riches down here, by your might down here, by your wisdom down here, if that's what gets your stuff taken care of, you know what your wisdom is? Deception. You can either have God do it. Somebody say amen. You can either be supplied by God's wisdom, by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the direction of the Holy Ghost, or you can just be supplied by what only you can do. Help us, Father. Let's not glory in anything. Let's repent right now in Jesus' name if any of us are going in that direction. Oh, I'm good at this. I can hang. See, we have to catch stuff. Stick to the Holy Ghost. Sooner or later, we start taking over. God, give us an idea. You know, I get out there, I can sell. I like that, you know. I'm getting caught up in this campaign. I'm enjoying that. Man, we're about to wrap this thing up. I got abilities. I've done this before. We can roll with this. If we're not too careful, you're going to get in trouble. Somebody say deception.
Deception.
So you can get deceived in even a God thing. Amen? How do you get deceived? Yeah. By rolling up there thinking, hey, we got it in the bag. We can swing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll swing. Amen, but you'll miss what God wants. Amen? Better fall back and pray.
Amen.
Stay in the Holy Ghost. If you're doing anything you don't have to pray to continue doing, you're deceived.
Amen.
Amen. If you're doing anything that you don't have to pray to keep it going, amen, you don't have to ask his wisdom, his guidance, amen, you're in trouble. So say,
ain't nothing happening.
I have to hear his word. Nothing happens until we sit in that, you know, I get in that shower. He says, do this, go here. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And only those little things he speaks, I can think it up for 5 years and listen to 17 know-it-alls and waste my time. And he'll speak something as a drop of shower water hits your forehead. Somebody say glory. Let him that glorieth, glorying in this. If you want to glory, glory in this. That he understands and knoweth what? God. Hallelujah. This is all you need to glory in, that you know God. And how do you know about God? By praying in the Holy Ghost, by worshiping God, and laying before him in prayer. That's the only thing you get to glory in. I know Jesus. How did it happen? I don't know. I was just hanging with Jesus.
Amen.
How did it work out? I was just hanging with Jesus. That's all I got. Where'd you get it? Jesus.
Amen.
How did it happen? Jesus. Then I am the Lord which exercises what? Somebody say hallelujah. He's the God that exercises kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says God. Somebody say kindness.
Kindness.
You want to be blessed? I only got 2, 3, 4 more verses. But if you really want to get in on this thing, somebody say deception.
Perception.
Perceive this one thing, that this is the only thing that God will move on and bless. Kindness. Judgment. Just and judgment means not sitting up there judging everybody. Justice means just put it up against the word of God. What would Jesus do? Amen. And righteousness. Somebody say righteousness. People just staying on course. Even though there might be a faster plan. Even though somebody else is serving better food, you're going to go where God tells you to go. Somebody say righteousness. I have to stay righteous. It gets too daggone hot down here in Texas in the summer. I could preach anywhere, you know. Righteousness says endure the heat. Amen.
Amen.
In the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Behold, the day shall come, saith the Lord, that I will punish some of them. See, this is what it's all about. See, you can sit up in church. See, this is what God wants to get out of you and me and all of us. The day will come that I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcision. Egypt and Judah, Edom, and the children of Ammon and Moab, and all that are in the uttermost corners that dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised. And all the house of Israel are what?
Uncircumcised.
Where?
In their heart.
So he lumped them all together. Then we've been preaching on that stuff, Israel and all this other stuff. God will punish all uncircumcision. That means everybody that hadn't had, somebody say, cut off some of that heart stuff. You know, uncircumcising the heart means you cut off the extra stuff. Somebody say, cut it off. Cut off the flesh. There are a lot of flesh, you know, people's heart, and it ain't nothing but the flesh. Somebody say, cut that mess off. Cut off all that. Somebody say, just cut it off. And be circumcised in your heart. Pure before God. How do you circumcise your heart? There's one way that you circumcise your heart. You've got to be circumcised. You must be circumcised within your heart. It's absolutely essential. And that's what makes you a child of God. If you wanted to be a Jew in the Old Testament, you had to be circumcised. You want to be a Christian today, you must be circumcised. Oh, you got to be baptized, blah, blah, blah. You got to be circumcised. Circumcised within your heart. That means the Holy Ghost has got to come in there. Somebody say the word of God. The word of God. And divide. Split the sword of God. Somebody say the sword of God. Split between soul and spirit. You got to circumcise and cut that stuff out. Amen. Get beyond your emotions and get down to the spirit of God. And do the right thing. Bible says, if your right arm offends you, do what?
Cut it off.
If your eye offends you, do what?
Cut it off.
Someone say, cut it up.
Cut it
up. Someone say, hallelujah. Someone say, somebody prophesied, one of my friends prophesied this week, and you don't realize how much of a prophecy it was, girl. Hallelujah. So you better cut that stuff out. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's right there in the Bible. Hallelujah. Somebody say, cut it out.
Cut it out.
Stand up right where you are. Y'all enjoy that tonight?
Amen.
You're going to use it or ignore it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to use it. See, you're going to use it. See, that's a big teaching. That's a big teaching. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you get out there and there's something that you should know better for. Amen. Get out there and get all worked over and all this other stuff. Don't expect me to come and get you. Glory to God. God's going to have to audibly tell me. Amen. Somebody say, don't be deceived. But perceive what the will of God is. And circumcise your heart that it doesn't get double-minded. Amen. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost for 3 seconds. I'm not letting you out of here till 9:30. You got 5 minutes. Glory to God. Some of you don't need to go to heaven. Some of you don't need to go to heaven. I mean, this is just boot camp for heaven. Church for an hour and a half. Glory to God. You going to be around the throne of God worshiping forever? How are you going to be around the throne of God worshiping forever? You can't pray for 10 minutes. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, don't deceive yourself. You can't love them down here. You think you're going to love them up there? You can't worship him down here. You think you're going to just all of a sudden worship him up there? You don't think it's important to go to church? Why is it so important to go to heaven? Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We circumcise our heart right now, O Father. In the name of Jesus, that we would always be under the influence. That everything we put out, Father God, comes through a circumcised heart. A heart that's pure, Father God, that doesn't have mixed emotion on the inside of it. That's not tainted with selfish desires. No additions. Nothing added to it. Nothing taken from it. Thank you, Father. In the Bible, there's a curse on anybody that adds to the Word. Father God, your Word is on the inside of our heart, and we don't want to add to it. We don't want to add to it, Father God. We just want to do exactly what you told us to do. No additions. We don't need to put no cherries on top. God, it settles it right where it is. We just simply obey it. Father God, don't have to do no more than what you tell us to do with excellence. Teach us how to be satisfied with your direction and with your leading and with your calling. Let us know what the will of God is and fulfill that will. In the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us to get these people developed in faith, developed in spirit, strong, flowing in the anointing, flowing in the Holy Ghost, and satisfied and complete and whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner? You got 6 minutes. Find yourself a prayer partner and just pray that God would strengthen them. Just pray for them and love on them. You know, this is a real... Saints used to be able to pray easy, half hour, hour. You see where we gotten? Somebody got in here, got around this city, and I know where it was and where it started. Told people they didn't have to pray. Now we don't know how to pray. Told people it's not necessary to do all that praying. This church used to, we could get together, this church used to could pray. When we first started, we could pray easy an hour and a half. Easy an hour and a half, just like that. And time would fly by. But you let somebody pray for 10 minutes. God, it was an eternity. Somebody's deceived. With a vain word. Somebody's deceived with a vain word. Amen. So we're going to develop that back. You're going to learn to pray. Amen. Easy to pray. You're going to find joy in praying. Amen. Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. Amen. So you're going to learn to pray. It ain't going to be hard. It just takes a little bit. We're starting out real easy. 6 minutes. Darn. Oh, help me, Lord. Pray. Find yourself a prayer partner. Amen. Hallelujah. Just pray for them and love on them in Jesus' name. Ask the Lord to give you direction. If you got direction, don't tell them a false prophecy. Amen. But just get some direction and just pray in the Spirit. Just pray for them right now. Hallelujah. And I perceive somebody's already got something on the inside of them. Hallelujah. Just pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Pray. You don't know what the devil tries to do. Amen. Yeah, I mean, it's a spiritual battle out there. The devil... Oh, he's out to destroy, to kill, and to deceive. The devil hates you. He doesn't want you to be strong. The devil wants to destroy and to steal and to kill and do all that stuff. And I perceive right now he's got a plan. He's got a plan of destruction. He's got a plan of deception. So pray that you would not yield to temptation. Jesus told one of his disciples, he said, listen, the devil came to sift you like sand. He's got a plan to sift you like sand, but don't you worry about it. I've already prayed about it. If Jesus saw the devil's plan and thought it necessary to pray, don't you think it's necessary to pray? Pray that you enter not into temptation. Pray ye one for another. Pray that the devil wants to deceive and to pluck away and to pull away and to do whatever he wants to. But if you pray, he won't be able to. Don't wait till people go away to say, oh Lord, where they at? How can I get them back in here? Why are they in here right in front of your face? You pray for them. You don't know what the devil's doing. You don't know what the devil may be putting in their head, what thoughts he's planting there. God knows, amen, but just pray and release that protection around them. Release that anointing around them. Pray till the lights come on. Pray that they yield not to sin, that they yield not to the wrong path, that they don't make the wrong decision, that they make the right decision from God. Oh, I'm perceiving. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I see a devil. Pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And that thing will be broken. That thing will be broken. That plan will be torn down. That curse, that thing will be torn down, and deliverance will come in the name of Jesus. The devil hates us. Sola bakasane atale buvrete na ayara o shalaha. Ye na o saralebo omrandeni ko salahai. God's doing something. God's doing something. Hallelujah. The devil doesn't like it. Hallelujah. Pray him away in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off God's property in Jesus' name. You take your hands off God's property. You leave him alone. Leave him alone in the name of Jesus. Release their mind and their heart to hear from heaven in Jesus' name. That voice of deception is silenced in the name of Jesus. Evil desire broken. They hear the voice of God. They hear the will of God calling them to righteousness. In the name of, they put small step aside and pick up the big plan of God in the name of Jesus. These are your seed. Protect them from all evil in the name of Jesus. Protect them from every evil in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Protect them in these last and evil days right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your hands off their money. Get your hands off their job. Get your hands off their house. Get your hands off their future. Get your hands off their relationship in the name of Jesus. Put them back on the right path. Hallelujah. 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 Restore their joy. Restore their confidence. Restore their health. Restore their peace. In Jesus' name. Restore their love and their fervent heart. In the name of Jesus. 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 Wow, that's good. Time up, isn't it? Just went by like that, isn't it? Hallelujah. Just real easy, isn't it? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's easy, isn't it? I love you people. Hallelujah. You be blessed in Jesus' name. We get to be here on Friday night. Who knows what's going to happen? But we know it's going to be something good in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody hug Derek and Shannon. Amen. They're here tonight. Rex has got both of his kids in church, and they got one more to come. Amen. But isn't that awesome? I tell you what, you should rejoice. The Lord told you he would do it, and he did it.
Amen.
Brother, the Lord told you he would do it, and he did better than what you thought he would do, too. See, we might not think, you know, when the Lord told you, you didn't know. Amen. He did better than what you thought. He got them all there in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. When God does them, he goes beyond what we could ever think or imagine, and he does it. Amen. Hallelujah. See, and if we are to see, we can't perceive what God is really doing. God, show us everything that you're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. Every one of your seed shall be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and living for God. Hallelujah. Even, and we just pray in advance for Nikki, amen, and that new boyfriend. Thank God for that angel that amen. Came her way, amen.
Amen.
She got a good, saved, Holy Ghost-filled boyfriend. Hallelujah. That's an angel, amen.
Yeah, amen.
Somebody say, praise God.
Amen.
God sent her way to get her. Right, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We pray. Are you doing summer school, Shannon? Amen. Pray over her studies in Jesus' name. Pray over her studies, her finances, her relationships in Jesus' name. Bless her, Father God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.